This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to remember these words. The Bible tells us how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. We must speak our minds openly, debate our disagreements honestly, but always pursue solidarity. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable. Memorable passage from Joe Biden's unity speech, his inaugural address? No, actually, it's from another president named Trump, delivered 4 years and 1 day ago. He didn't actually succeed in unifying the country, and neither can any president, really, says Kevin D. Williamson. Kevin Williamson is the author of the big bestseller, Big White Ghetto, Dead Broke, Stone Cold Stupid, and High on Rage in the Dank Woolly Wilds of the Real America, Real America, in quotes. It is a hugely entertaining and actually somewhat alarming book about some of the divisions that seem to defy unification and unity. He's also the author of a wonderful column that actually provoked a good deal of thought on my part. It's called Against Unity. It's posted up at our website at the Michael Medved Show. So, Kevin, what's wrong with unity?
Well, Michael, I think if we're ever going to actually make our politics effective, if we're ever going to really reform our political system, we have to liberate ourselves from this string of cliches and banalities that really dominate our political thinking, because you end up thinking the way you talk. And the thing about unity is it's one of those words that people use typically at inaugurations or at other times when they're experiencing controversy or things like that, but it doesn't actually mean anything. What unity means when Joe Biden says it is, I want you to do what I want to do. Go along with my agenda. And Republicans use it the same way everyone else does. I mean, there's really, in American politics, the only kind of unity that you can have is either so vague as to be useless. You know, Bernie Sanders is an American. I'm an American. Okay, fine. We're united in that. Or so narrow as to be useless. You know, Bernie Sanders doesn't like pollution or hunger or literacy. Well, I don't like pollution or hunger or literacy either. So we can be unified on that. But then if you get to the step of the actual politics, well, what do we do about this? What are our priorities going to be? How do we support these programs? What should taxes look like? Then we don't have unity anymore. We disagree, which is fine. That's why we have elections and legislatures and things like that, because we disagree, because we've got lots of different views. That doesn't mean we have to think of ourselves as enemies, but, you know, I'm a classical liberal. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a socialist. We're not going to overcome that by talking about unity. We're going to have a political disagreement, and if she's in power, I'm going to oppose her. And that's okay. That's what we do.
You know, I will tell you, I mean, it's hard to talk against a speech that seems to have achieved such wide popularity, even for many conservative commentators. But your piece made me think that he would have been better off if he mentioned unity, that word, 11 times in the speech. That was really the theme of the speech. It's the Unify America speech. And you're right, of course, at no point, even in the brightest moments of our history, except when we have faced a dire conflict like right after Pearl Harbor, right after 9/11, then we can feel briefly unified. But most of the time, we squabble. We're like family members. You can argue, but you do it with respect. And the word that he could have used that I imagine you would respond to better, I think it would have been more meaningful, is compromise. Unity is an aspiration. Compromise is a means to achieving that aspiration, right?
Yeah, compromise, civility. Well, the thing that bothers me about hearing Joe Biden say this stuff, he's one of the people in American politics who is least interested in unity. He's a pretty low-ball political player in a lot of ways. You know, you look like Mahatma Gandhi compared to Donald Trump, because Donald Trump was Donald Trump. But Joe Biden's also the guy who said that Mitt Romney, of all people, wanted to put black Americans back in chains. That is not the sort of way of talking about politics and political disagreements that builds unity. And Biden isn't that guy. You know, he's always been the sort of guy who will just say whatever comes to his head or whatever he thinks is necessary in a given moment. So unlike you and a lot of other observers, I thought it was a pretty banal and uninteresting and insipid speech yesterday. I don't think a single line from it will be remembered in the history books 100 years from now or 50 years from now even. But even if I did buy it as a pretty good speech, you have to consider the whole political product that you're looking at there. Biden's been in public life for a long, long time. And if he was someone who actually believed in civility, actually believed in compromise and comedy and that sort of thing, he would have had a very different kind of political career than the one he did. And he'd have a very different political identity than the one he has. And it's just, I think, basically dishonest. You know, unity is like kittens and puppies. Everyone likes talking about that. It's like people say, well, we like democracy. Well, great. Everybody likes democracy, more or less, except for me. But it's just, it's words about words. It's not words about the world. And for us to have an actual political discussion, what we really should be doing is saying, look, I want to solve this problem X, Y, and Z way. Now, I know you want A, B, and C instead. What do we agree on? What do we disagree on? What can we trade off on this? What are you willing to accept? What are you willing to give up? And that's practical politics. That's how you actually approach something from a problem-solving point of view rather than this grandiose, ridiculous rhetoric of that unity and all the rest of it.
Yeah, and again, talking about meeting opponents halfway. Let me read you John Podhoretz, our colleague over at the New York Post and Commentary Magazine, and John is a good friend. He says Biden, whose two failed runs for president in 1988 2008 were solely about the drive and ambition of a blabbermouth career senator from Delaware and went nowhere as a result, won the presidency in 2020 because he found and dug in on a subject more serious than his resume, a mission larger than his wants. Biden looked for a sweet spot, and he found it. The sweet spot was America is better than this. In other words, John thinks the speech was a huge success because it was part of this disciplined focus on the one point that Biden made again and again and again, is that Americans shouldn't be so bitterly divided. Then we had this horrible thing at the Capitol building, which didn't show so much a lack of unity as a presence of insanity.
I'm never too eager to disagree with John Podhoretz. But let me put it this way. That kind of a speech is a fine speech to give on Inauguration Day, I suppose. But you wake up the next morning, and the political problems are still what they were, and the disagreements are still what they are, and you're still part of a party that's trying to pass a bunch of policies that 40 or 45% of the country either doesn't support or really strongly actively opposes, and that another 10 or 20% of the country isn't too sure about. And none of that changes with sentimental talk about virtue.
Right, and which is, again, it seems to me that when people talk about unity, that's the kind of thing you hope for in a marriage. But
yes.
Even in a marriage, people disagree, and you just learn to work out your disagreements, to compromise. And you can't. President Roosevelt said one of the wisest things he said near the end of his third term, before he was reelected for that fourth term that he only served a few days on. He said, Porter asked him, have you gotten in your first three terms, have you gotten everything you wanted? And he said, no president gets everything he wants. Lincoln couldn't get everything he wants. I can't. No one can. That kind of recognition, it seems to me, is going to come very quickly to President Biden. What would be your, well, Kevin Williamson, I know we are out of time. I appreciate your coming on the show, and I appreciate your column. And I also appreciated your departing column toward President Trump, which is hilarious to read. Kevin Williamson's best-selling book is Big White Ghetto, Dead Broke, Stone Cold, Stupid, and High on Rage in the Dank Woolly Wilds of the Real America. And you will find it moving, illuminating, and incredibly joyous and witty to read, as most of Kevin's work is. We will be right back on the Medved Show with a firing and a rehiring of two former Trump officials by the new president. Who is it? Who got the axe? We'll tell you coming up.
more of Michael Medved in a moment.
My husband was researching on the internet of ways to ease my pain in both of my hips, and it was to the point where I couldn't even hardly walk, and I would cry, and I couldn't move. So he read about Relief Factor, and so he said, let's give it a try. So we ordered it, and it took about, I'd say, 5 days of being on it. Oh, my gosh. I don't even feel like I have any problems whatsoever. I thank you with all of my heart. This product is amazing, and I am so, so thankful.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, helpful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free. 833-654-PAIN, or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved show, you can get for $49, which is an investment, I know, but something that will really be worth treasuring. How do I know? Because I wrote it. My new book, God's Hand on America, together with the audio version of the book, read by me, and it comes together as a book bundle. The audio version alone would be more than that in that format. It's available on an MP3 player or a flash drive, whichever you prefer. This is all at a major saving, hardcover autographed book, plus the audio version on MP3 player or a flash drive. It's only available to the MedVet History Store, and you can get it right now. They are just making this offer immediately prior to the paperback release of God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era. And yes, there are mentions of both Biden and Trump. Now, the Biden thing's an accident. Not really an accident. I realized that he was likely to become a candidate for president when I wrote the book. And Biden made interesting comments back in 2017 about God's hand on America and God's protection for America. So that's featured there. The Washington Post is reporting that Mitch McConnell laid out his thinking in a conference call with other Senate Republicans today. The minority leader says he wants to delay the impeachment trial to give lawyers for the former president, who was impeached by the House January 13th on a charge of inciting an insurrection, to give the lawyers time to prepare. The official spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss private conversations. Nancy Pelosi also had comments quickly on the articles of impeachment and when she will send them. She does a press conference every Thursday. Good for her. Nancy Pelosi in clip three, Jeremy.
We will be in another few days when I'll be talking with the managers as to when the Senate will be ready for the trial of the then President of the United States for his role in instigating an insurrection on the House, on the Capitol of the United States, on our democracy, to undermine the will of the people. So in any event, if nobody's asking, I'm not going to be telling you when it is going, but we had to wait for the Senate to be in session. They've now informed us they're ready to receive. The question is, are there questions about how a trial will proceed? But we are ready.
And ready for what exactly? John Roberts, the Chief Justice, who would presumably, the Constitution says he will, preside over a trial, clearly does not want to do this. At a time when we are facing so many problems, the idea of focusing again on yesterday's news, which is Donald Trump, I don't understand what is to be gained. I don't understand what is to be gained. And I know the idea is that if they convicted him, if he is formally impeached and removed from office, then by a separate vote, which would be easy because they'll get overwhelming support on that separate vote, and all they need is 50% on the second vote, ban him from holding federal office again. But does anyone really believe that President Trump is going to go forward to start a new party called the Patriot Party and run for president again? My guess is it's unlikely, but who knows? Who knows? Pelosi also spoke about the Capitol attack, and this is much more serious. I mean, because this could lead to expulsion from Congress. What is she talking about? That's clip two, please.
You have to have evidence of what has happened. There is no question that there were members in this body who gave aid and comfort to those with the idea that they were embracing a lie perpetrated by the President of the United States, that the election did not have legitimacy. These people believe it. They believe the president. The president of the United States, his words have weight. They weigh a ton, in fact. So that's one thing. In terms of what you suggest, Everything has to be based on evidence, and that remains to be seen. In that regard, I'm very pleased that we will have an after-action review that will review many aspects of what happened. If people did aid and abet, there will be more than just comments from their colleagues here. There will be prosecution if they aided and abetted an insurrection in which people died. But again, as Chad, as you rightfully ask, that is something that you have to collect the evidence for as you proceed.
Okay, and the evidence that people talk about, we will see. But if there are, in fact, four members of Congress, and they're focused on four members of Congress, who took people on tours, showed them where doorways were, understood that they had plans to burst into the Capitol building. Now, I'm sure they did not discuss plans for violence, but it is still utterly unacceptable if you are collaborating with extremists to interrupt a normal legal functioning of the House of Representatives of which you're a member. Speaking of interrupting the normal legal functioning, President-elect Biden today has asked for the resignation of the Surgeon General of the United States, who's a guy who'd always impressed me from the Trump administration. His name is Dr. Jerome Adams. This brings the tenure of the nation's top doctor to an abrupt end as Biden looks to reboot the federal government's pandemic response. Adams confirmed his plans to step down in a tweet, calling it the honor of my life to serve this nation. I hope in 2021 and beyond we can focus more on what unites us and rise above what divides us, he wrote in a subsequent Facebook post. He's an anesthesiologist and a former Indiana health commissioner. He was also the second black surgeon general to be appointed in the United States, appointed by President Trump. He would eventually play a key role in communicating public health measures to prevent against COVID-19, especially with minority communities devastated by the virus. But Adams came under criticism from many Democrats who said he didn't do enough to push back against President Donald Trump's efforts to downplay the pandemic. There's another personnel decision made by President Biden today. Christopher Wray, the FBI director, is going to stay on. Now, there's a whole conspiracy theory about this. Of course there is. It's the FBI. It's the Biden administration. We will get to that. And more, Mitch McConnell talking about a power-sharing agreement. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
To heal, we must remember. It's important to do that as a nation. We must also act, though, not just remember.
President Joe Biden, while outlining what his administration will be doing to confront the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, Biden also signing several executive orders regarding COVID-19. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still won't say when she'll send the impeachment article to the Senate. The California Democrat also asked during her weekly press conference if impeachment is a way to bring unity to the country.
The fact is, the President of the United States committed an act of incitement of insurrection. I don't think it's very unifying to say, oh, let's just forget it and move on. That's not how you unify. Joe Biden said it beautifully. If you're going to unite, you must remember.
This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved show, the stock market today, the very first full day of the Joe Biden presidency. Yesterday, Joe Biden became president around 12 noon. Markets were up. Today, first full day of the Biden presidency, the markets are down. Not disastrously, the Dow is down 12 points. Still over 31,000, almost 31,200. And in fact, Wall Street Journal has a headline, which I love. It says, stocks climb to records led by tech sector. Don't you want to be part of it? I mean, you should be. People are expecting great things from the year 2021. And that's overwhelmingly. It's liberal economists and conservative economists generally with a pent-up demand as we make progress against the COVID-19. We have some great opportunities, especially with tech startups. And you should find out about some of the amazing tech startups that are being developed here in the United States, in Israel, in Europe and New Zealand, and all around the world. You can find out for free at Our Crowd. This is a great company that allows even people with modest amounts to invest to be part of the high-tech revolution that is changing everybody's life. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for my brother's company, Our Crowd, headquartered in Jerusalem, Israel. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I mentioned that there was a decision that was announced by President Biden. He's going to keep Christopher Wray in place as FBI director, and that news was announced today. Mr. Wray has kept a low profile as the nation's premier law enforcement agency, says the Wall Street Journal, has been rocked by political storms. He was frequently a target for former President Donald Trump, who appointed him in 2017. but publicly and privately contemplated firing him several times throughout his tenure. He is about 6 years remaining in his 10-year term, but like all FBI directors, he serves at the will of the president. There have only been two FBI directors who have actually been fired by the president in without serving out their 10-year terms. No, one of them was not Robert Mueller. He served 10 years. It was there was the FBI director, I think his name was Sessions, during the Bill Clinton administration, was fired by Clinton. He was involved in a corruption scandal. And then, of course, James Comey, who was fired by President Trump. The conspiracy theory surrounding this is that it turns out, we now know, because the press has been very good on this, down in Virginia, right near the nation's capital, the FBI office was picking up all kinds of indications about the attack being planned on the Capitol building. And they haven't been able to answer questions about whether they passed on those indications, where there was a great deal of chatter on the internet and people talking about doing crazy things and taking, kidnapping suspects, hostages. And honest to goodness, the FBI really needed to pass this on from the Virginia office, not just to the national office, but to the President of the United States and to the responsible authorities. And it's not clear that they did. The conspiracy theory that is already out there, and I think is going to probably be amplified, is that Christopher Wray actually had a deal to let this happen with Biden. And because clearly, now, of course, it's ridiculous. Biden's already had been elected. And I don't think that there is direct communication between the current FBI director and the president-elect. And the real reason that President Trump was angry at Christopher Wray was not because Christopher Wray was trying to undermine Trump. It was because Christopher Wray wouldn't do what Trump wanted, which was trying to get an indictment, some kind of federal and serious charges brought against Hunter Biden, against Barack Obama, against Hillary Clinton. And I do think that Director Wray, much to his credit, and I imagine he will continue the same thing in the Biden administration, resisted politicizing the FBI, which is a terrible idea. To have a secret police, in effect, being a tool of the president in his political battles and feuds, is profoundly dangerous. Mitch McConnell talked about the shape of the power sharing agreement that is they're trying to work out in the Senate of the United States. This is clip 1A, and I think it's important that progress is made in that direction. Listen.
Now, the Senate handled an even split before. 20 years ago, faced with the same scenario, the two leaders brokered a power sharing agreement so the institution could function smoothly. The Democrat leader and I are discussing a similar agreement now. I've been heartened to hear my colleague say he wants the same rules from the 2000s to apply today. Because certainly 20 years ago, there was no talk of tearing down longstanding minority rights on legislation. The legislative filibuster is a crucial part of the Senate. Leading Democrats like President Biden himself have long defended it.
Okay, what they're talking about here, for people to understand, the filibuster isn't really a question of people standing up and talking for 20 hours or talking for 10 hours or delaying things. It's not Mr. Smith goes to Washington. The way the filibuster works now is what that means is to get anything passed in the Senate, you can stop something unless you have 60 votes to invoke cloture. Unless you can stop debate formally, and you need to get 60 votes to do that. They have changed that when it comes to judicial appointments. The change was done by the Democrats to get some of the Obama judicial appointments through. And, of course, that's carried on for Republicans. Without that elimination of the cloture for judicial appointments, you wouldn't have the three Trump appointees. They all would have been blocked. So that's been changed. But when it comes to big sweeping legislation like Obamacare, they needed 60 votes to get Obamacare done. President Biden is planning some big sweeping legislation like that. And the importance of maintaining the filibuster that Mitch McConnell is talking about means that, no, you can't just get this gigantic package, a rescue package that Biden is talking about of trillions of dollars, that in order to get that through the Senate, you don't do it just with 50 votes from the Democrats plus the vice president being the tie-breaking vote. You would have to do that by getting 60 votes. It's why the Senate works like the Senate. And I certainly support Senator McConnell in trying to maintain that distinction. It's important. I'll tell you what else is important. At a time when the press is clearly doing very poorly in terms of national confidence in the press, the press secretary, new press secretary, his name is Jen Psaki, held her very first press conference in the White House. Do you think she got all kinds of relentless and remorseless grilling, or more hearts and flowers? We'll give you a little taste of the very first press briefing in the Biden White House today. That coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Outrageous.
800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and the culture are in chaos. Our traditional foundations are under attack. And we're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with the stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with the first arrival of slaves. One organization that resists this sort of nonsense and that proudly holds true to the nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website, faithandfreedom.com, and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike. And see our friend Paul Kenger's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. You can find all of this and much more at the website for the Institute of Faith and Freedom. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner, the Institute for Faith and Freedom.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Netto Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
New nasty biography, actually, about George Washington called You Always Remember Your First. Well, get it? And it's tough to be disrespectful, honestly, of George Washington. He was such an extraordinary figure and an extraordinarily great human being. But the phrase, you'll always remember your first, well, that goes to Jen Psaki, who convened her very first press briefing in the White House press briefing room today, and part of it sounded like this, clip 7.
When you were up there, do you see yourself, your primary role is promoting the interests of the president, or are you there to provide us the unvarnished truth so that we can share that with the American people?
Well, let me first say, Zeke, that I come to this podium having served both in the White House and at the State Department as the spokesperson there. And I traveled the world on trips to promote democracy where I saw the power of the United States and, of course, the power of this podium and the power of truth and the importance of setting an example of engagement and transparency. So I will just state, because you gave me the opportunity, I have deep respect for the role of a free and independent press in our democracy and for the role all of you play. As I noted earlier, there will be moments when we disagree, and there will certainly be days where we disagree for extensive parts of the briefing, even perhaps. But we have a common goal, which is sharing accurate information with the American people. If the president were standing here with me today, he would say he works for the American people. I work for him, so I also work for the American people. But his objective and his commitment is to bring transparency and truth back to government, to share the truth even when it's hard to hear. That's something that I hope to deliver on in this role as well.
Again, perfectly articulate. She did well. She also had extremely uncomfortable questions. Would it be possible at this early stage of the Biden administration to ask uncomfortable questions? I guess so, but there seems to be a post-inaugural glow. They used to talk before Trump about a honeymoon for new presidents. And most new presidents get that, where the first couple of weeks, everything looks refreshing and promising and hopeful. And I think America deserves that. I'm not sure that Joe Biden is going to get it. And part of the problem is that looming shadow of impeachment, which is so divisive and so difficult and so questionable right now. During Biden's inauguration ceremony, there's an interesting report that George W. Bush I had a chance to speak with the House Majority Whip, Jim Clyburn of South Carolina, and said to him, you're the savior. And he loves to give nicknames, President Bush. And Clyburn apparently said, what do you mean? What am I the savior? Said, because you made Joe Biden a nominee, and no other Democratic nominee could have defeated Trump. Again, that says something about, I think, by the way, that is very possibly true. But it also indicates something about, that's no secret, President Bush's feelings about President Trump. There is also a new report on Joe Biden's Oval Office. And believe it or not, there's controversy already about a sculpture of Winston Churchill. Now, the reason I say believe it or not is that we went through this before, and it was during the Obama administration. Here's the story. During the period right after 9/11, you may remember that 9/11, you may remember that President Bush developed a very close relationship with Tony Blair, Prime Minister of Britain. And Blair sent over, as a loan to President Bush, a bust of Winston Churchill to help inspire him, et cetera, et cetera. And Bush then had it returned at the end of his presidency. And Obama was criticized initially for getting rid of the bust of Churchill. He said, I didn't do it. I would be glad to have it stay here. Got nothing against Churchill. It's not an anti-colonialist thing. Well, now there's a question about what happened to a bust of Churchill, and questions about, there are busts of Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy flanking a fireplace in the office. This is in the new Oval Office. And he also has a former president's Thomas Jefferson, slave owner, and former Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton. They're hung right next to each other, which Biden is using to try to indicate his support for transcending partisan differences. They never really did, the two of them. And it never even happened within the Federalist Party between Hamilton or John Adams. It did happen between Adams and Jefferson. In any event, the big painting in the Biden office, and this is interesting, it's not of Bill Clinton or Barack Obama. It's of the president he considers a role model. It's a massive portrait of FDR, Franklin Roosevelt, hanging across from the Resolute desk. And he's also installed a big painting of Benjamin Franklin, which is supposed to represent Biden's interest in following science. And there's controversy also because behind the Resolute desk is a bust of Cesar Chavez, the leader of the farm workers, famous Mexican-American hero. And there's also busts of Rosa Parks and Eleanor Roosevelt. So we've got all the bases covered. Not all the bases are covered, but a lot of them are by a new movie, which is actually inspiring a great deal of Oscar buzz. It's directed by Regina King. And it's covered right here.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, Jim Brown, and Sam Cooke, four legendary figures from black history, get together for a fictional past midnight exchange in a Florida motel room in the provocative One Night in Miami. Now streaming on Amazon Prime.
You brothers, you could move mountains without lifting a finger.
They ain't giving black people what they really want. Power.
Based on a provocative stage play by Kemp Powers and directed by Regina King, the film benefits from a fine cast headed by Kingsley Benadir, Eli Gorey, Aldous Hodge, and Leslie Odom Jr. They're all trying hard, but their interaction seems stilted, artificial, and tiresomely talky. The idea that Muhammad Ali celebrated his first successful title fight with this Going Nowhere Gab Fest is particularly hard to swallow. Rated R for harsh language, 2 stars for the intriguing but distinctly uninspired One Night in Miami. And on the Michael Medved show, I know that many, many people like this movie a lot better than I did. And the problem I had with it was believability. And yes, it is true that all four of those guys knew one another and they interacted at one time, but having them all react at the same time and at so much length, and when the idea that you have just won the heavyweight championship of the world and you spend the time in political / religious discussion with Malcolm X, I found it hard to follow and swallow, and not hard to follow because there's not really much narrative going on. But is it an interesting film? Yeah, it is. And again, all of the acting in it, as I mentioned, is quite superior. And it's interesting. It's written by the same writer who wrote Soul. So he has Kemp powers. He has quite a distinctive presence this year that will undoubtedly gather some Oscar contention. I don't even know this, but I think it is possible for him to be nominated simultaneously for Best Screenplay for Soul and for One Night in Miami. Now, that would be an interesting question. I don't know what the Oscar rules are right now, and I'm not sure people are that deeply invested in it. When we come back tomorrow, we have a couple of other movies. One has sort of an intriguing premise. It's going to be streaming on Netflix. It's called Outside the Wire. What if they recruited in 2036 the Terminator for the U.S. Marine Corps? We'll review that. We'll review a controversial film about marriage and friendship and cancer. The film is called Our Friend. And we'll also be talking about a new move to create a 51st state, not in Washington, D.C., but in the northwest of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.